Good morning. Today is Friday morning, 10:33 in the morning. Today is Friday, April 10th. We are 13 days away from the NFL draft. We really don't know when we will get sports back, but that's what we'll talk about today on today's episode of EM Sports Talk. I'm your host, Eric Melton. We're going to talk about the NFL draft and what curveballs can be thrown at us on that night, because it's going to be a virtual draft. Talk a little bit about if NHL was to start, or like how would the, if NHL and NBA was to come back, how would they do their playoff format? And will basically, when will we see baseball? You know, we're just going to go with the flow today. I'm just excited to talk about sports, man. EM Sports Talk coming up.
I'm half past tipsy, a quarter to 12, man, I done had plenty. The countdown's on when the first beer hits me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, too many.
Welcome back to another episode of EM Sports Talk, man. We just going day by day. No sports. Really can't leave the house. Nothing really open. I think I broke the record of ordering Uber Eats over the last couple weeks. Live from Washington, D.C. Again, today is April 10th, Friday, 2020. Windy day here in D.C. today, this morning. Not really... like yesterday, the last couple of days been very beautiful days in the city. The weather been beautiful, but it's back to cold. 55 degrees today, a little windy out. We're officially 13 days away from the NFL draft, so just under 2 weeks. Virtual draft, I'm excited to see how this is going to look, because I never seen a virtual draft besides when they have cameras and people home who don't want to go to the draft. So this is going to it's going to be different to me. I wonder how they're going to cover this with ESPN. Are they going to be at the studio, and like how the commissioner going to call the pick? Like, all this is going to be interesting to me. Really not being accustomed to seeing this. So hopefully, I was hoping that they was going to do a private draft, but actually have at a venue, you know, but they're not gonna do that. So now I'm like, fuck, you know. But the draft is gonna happen still, the 23rd. NFL Network, ESPN, ABC. Just can't wait for sports, some sporting event, you know, and getting the draft. I've been preparing for the draft for a whole year since last year's draft. I've been watching all season, watching tape. Even though I'm not a draft expert, but I love the NFL draft. I watched tape. I did several of my own mock drafts. People have been getting on me that I said Jerry Jeudy is a better prospect than CeeDee Lamb. You look at the tape, he is. I mean, this game, CeeDee Lamb fucking disappeared off the face of the earth. And it's games that guys like... what's his name? Jerry Jeudy just shows up and play every game. You don't like, where the hell Jerry Jeudy makes plays, even if they can, like the LSU game, they was getting blown out at first, but he made plays to keep them in that game. And you can say, well, the quarterback play is similar. It's just that CeeDee Lamb, some games disappeared. The Baylor games, both Baylor games, you can really tell, like, CeeDee Lamb wasn't really a factor in those games. Jalen Hurts was, I mean, he played way better the second game than the first one in that Big 12 championship game. But, interesting story there. You know, anything I say, I'm pretty sure I back it up. I know what I'm saying. And if you don't watch the film, you just watch highlights, which is a bunch of good plays. Come on. Don't do that. And another thing, I said this. Now everybody's on the James Morgan train, the quarterback from FIU. I did a whole video. I told you to watch out for him in the Shrine Bowl. A lot of people was like, probably didn't know who the kid was. I hope I enlightened you a little bit. But James Morgan's going to be a quarterback that shocks a lot of people in the NFL. Because he has a he has a really good arm talent. He just was on a bad team last year at FIU. Really didn't get to show his talent. But the kid is, I want to say the kid isn't, James Morgan isn't going to be the next big thing in the NFL, but he's going to be the next Ryan Tannehill who can sit, probably won't start like Tannehill did in Miami, but he's going to be, get a backup job in the NFL, but then when it's his time to shine, I think James Morgan is going to shine for most definitely. I think it's important, though, that people remember, right, that James Morgan was on a bad team. So you can't tell me he's a bad player or anything. It just was bad personnel, bad. But when you get to the NFL, it's a whole other level. So watch out for him. And I'm excited to see what they're going to do with Tua. Is he going to be with the, is he going to go to Miami? Is he going to go to L.A., to the Chargers? Or is he going to go to New England? Who knows where he's going to go? And I've been repping my man Joe Bocci all season, all year. He's been probably the best linebacker in the Big Ten. I'm surprised Malik Harrison is above him, but from Ohio State. But Joe Bocci from Michigan State is just phenomenal. 74 tackles. I think he had one interception, 8 TFLs last year, tackle for losses. You can put him in the middle. You can put Joe Bocci on the outside. He can rush. Put Joe Bocci is going to be a steal on day two of the draft if he don't go day one. But I don't see him on any. I don't have him going day one just because Joe Bocci is a hit or miss prospect. He if you hit, he's going to be a steal day two, and if you miss, he's just going to be a solid middle linebacker in the NFL. So I just don't know about Joe Bocci. A lot of people isn't sold on him, but I've seen enough tape to say this kid is phenomenal. He showed it. He brung his game against Wisconsin. Jonathan Taylor in that offensive line, Joe Bocci wasn't scared at all. He came to play. That's why I think that kid's going to be nice in the NFL as well. And, you know, this virtual draft is going to be weird. You know, I just can't wait to see it. You know, but like I don't know when can these. I mean, you know, usually the morning after the draft, the first round, you go visit the facility, you get your what number you're gonna wear, everything like that. But you can't even like it's like you gotta wait until probably late June, July to visit the facility, because of this coronavirus stuff going on. And coronavirus is like, it's dying down a little bit, because the health world, whatever, Dr. Fauci, whatever his name is, he just came out yesterday. He lowered the death toll prediction to 60,000 in America. So he lowered the number. I guess it's dying down. I mean, I don't know, because here in D.C. we have different rules and regulations. They got a curfew of 10, but people still go outside. It's people still be outside. But I don't know. This corona stuff is more bipolar than the weather right now, and I can tell you that. So speaking of corona, when will we see NBA basketball and NHL hockey coming back? I don't know. I don't know. It's hard because in the NHL, right, we talk. Because the Capitals was tearing it up. In the first half, they just fell apart, but they're still first place as of March 11th. Ovechkin's having a hell of a game. I was supposed to be at the Canadiens game when they played the Canadiens at Capital One. I was supposed to be there. On, I believe, March 13th. They canceled the season March 11th. I got my refund. I was supposed to be at the Nationals opening day March 24th, I believe, something like that. I'm supposed to be there for opening day against the Mets. It's going to raise their championship banner. It's going to be a nice game. Now we got to wait. So they offered us a refund, or we can wait. They said you can get 100% refund or hold your tickets till the season is will start. And you know me, I'm pretty much a diehard Nationals fan. I'm waiting. I want to see them raise that champ, show that championship banner. I want to see the Nationals and Mets game, because a lot of people are predicting the Mets to finish above the Nationals. I don't know what the hell they're looking at. The Mets still going to suck next year. Anyway you slice it, the Nationals is going to be a better team. And don't get me wrong, I doubted the Nationals last year for a while. I was like, this team suck. But they got it going. It's all that matters. It's not about how you start, it's how you finish. And they finished like true champions last year. Talking about Cinderella story. That was a Cinderella story. I see they battled in the Brewers game. They battled in the Dodgers series. In my mind, I was like, fuck. The Nationals, like that Dodgers series, I was a little skeptical. I was like, I don't think they have the firepower for this Dodgers game. I didn't think they had the firepower to beat the Dodgers, but they did it. Cinderella stories always over. Cinderella stories are the best. So, but me personally, the NBA probably isn't gonna. I think their season in the NHL might be done. I don't see it resuming, and if it do, it's not gonna be with fans, and that's not playoff atmosphere for you. You know, so who wants to watch a NBA or NHL playoff series with no fans? It's not going to be the same, and I don't think they're going to do it. Honestly, I think their seasons are done. I don't know how they're going to do this champion. Maybe it won't be a champion because of the and they canceled the season. I don't see it being a championship. So with that, I don't know. Honestly, I don't think they will have that. I don't think we will see playoffs in NBA or NHL. Because who knows when Corona is going to end. It took 76 days for one city in China just to end their quarantine. And it was 76 days, and now they're back open for business. Yeah, we're not going to see NBA playoffs or NHL. I think the Caps honestly had a chance to win it again. They had the team to do it. They got Kovalchuk at the trade deadline. They had Dylan at the trade deadline from Sharks. I thought they had a real legitimate chance. When Ovechkin was catching his stride, Backstrom was catching his stride. I really thought they had a chance. But, you know, things didn't work out that way. When we get back, we'll talk about what will we expect this offseason for offseason workouts with different leagues. I don't know. Because I just don't see sports resuming anytime soon, probably till late June. So we'll be right back. EM Sports Talk. Welcome back to EM Sports Talk. We took a little break. Again, it's Friday, April 10th, 2020. I'm back. Talk a little bit. Oh, before I get to the next segment, that introduction song, if you don't know, that's Luke Combs, One Too Many, on his latest album. What you see is what you get. Yes, I listen to country music. Luke Combs is a great artist. Love Luke Combs. He's I'm supposed to be seeing him on tour in September. Hopefully we get to see him. Shout out to my boy Corey. We want to see him in Raleigh, North Carolina. EM Sports going to be in Raleigh, North Carolina. I thought I'd never say that, but that's where we're going to be in September for the Luke Combs concert. And also, shout out to my listeners all around the world. We just reached 8% listeners in Ireland. I never thought we would get it, but reach worldwide borders. But we got 8% listeners in Ireland. That's a lot. I'm shocked. Shout out to Ireland. Shout out to everyone who listens to me. I love the support. Keep supporting me. Hopefully we grow. I know we will grow to more listeners. Just a great feeling when you know your voice is being heard around the world. Just a great feeling. Shout out to them boys in Ireland, men and women. 8% in Ireland. I was shocked when I seen the data. I was like, ooh. And I just feel great about that. So a little bit about this off-season workout plan, because, you know, in the NFL, off-season OTAs start in late June, early July. So if you don't see playoffs until June, how would that affect OTAs, mandatory off-season workouts, stuff like that, bonding with your teammates? I think it's going to be very weird. I think it's going to affect teams major, because teams like, the Cowboys, who's installing a brand new offense this season with Mike McCarthy, new coach, probably not a brand new offense because they still got Kellen Moore as the offensive coordinator. That's going to be really, really different. And also with teams like the Bucks, who just got a brand new quarterback, he has to learn the new system. I mean, it's just going to be really weird for certain teams. The rookies got to learn it. Well, that gives rookies more time to learn the playbook and be more accustomed. So when training camps do open, they know what they're doing. I could tell you that being a former college athlete, played college football for one season at a small school in West Virginia, Division III, practices and training camp was really big for me as an incoming freshman, and I know for the whole team, because if anything, that builds chemistry, bonding, and just some traits and skills you learn you with your teammates that you don't get when you're not at practice or in OTAs. You just work harder when you're with your teammates. You do things different with your teammates. But when you're on your own, you know, it's just you're on your own. Like, you don't really interact with your teammates, stuff like that. But I feel like these mandatory OTAs are very important to young and older veterans, young guys and older veterans, because it builds team chemistry, brotherhood. I mean, I feel like the NFL has to get back soon. Open the facilities to the players. They get tested. They pass Corona. Okay, get them in the facilities. We don't need guys missing mandatory OTAs, right, if they're healthy. Let them get back, because it's nothing more important than those OTAs and off-season workouts. Same thing for the NBA, because I know the NFL draft is in April, but the NBA and the NHL draft is in June, all right? So for that being said, the draft would take place late June, and then early July, middle July is when summer leagues start for the NBA. That's important. Those guys are fighting for jobs. A lot of guys are fighting for jobs on teams. The rookies are getting the pace of an NBA game. You cannot let... I say, okay, those events you have without fans. The summer league, no one really goes to those games anyway. It'd be kind of busy because that's like the only thing you can really go to in July, like involving basketball, right? So get these guys in these off-season workouts, get them going, you know, get these guys to work. And I just hope it works out for them. So switching over a little bit, more NFL news too. We got a trade last night. Brandon Cooks is going to Texans. Still don't know. I don't think Bill Belichick get the picture, because he thought getting Brandon Cooks is going to really make a damn difference. Why they traded their franchise receiver away. He claimed that basically Hopkins tried to take Texans for ransom. I mean, the best players got to get paid, point blank period. I don't care if you have to let some of the weaker players, let them know, like, we need this kid. But the Texans don't see it that way. They're going to – now Brandon Cooks is going – who is injury prone. I think he has a concussion like every season. The guy can't stay healthy. Brandon Cooks just isn't what he used to be. The Rams are just falling apart. Clay Matthews was on Pat McAfee's show yesterday saying that the Rams still owe him and Todd Gurley their bonuses. So, just a lot of miscommunication, a lot of lackluster management with the Rams. That team is going to suck this year. I know. I just feel it. They're going to be terrible. They're falling apart. Their franchise running back's gone. Their second best receiver's gone. Goff literally is playing with a 50-year-old left tackle and Andrew Whitworth. So, I mean, it's just terrible. The Rams need a quick face around. What is sad, though, they went from a Super Bowl team 2 years ago to now, like where, what are they trying to do with their franchise? So, that's going to be interesting as well with that Brandon Cooks trade and a bunch of news with the Rams. I mean, the Rams, wow. The Rams and the Texans are taking big L's this offseason. Big L's. Switch over to baseball. Not really a big day in baseball. I just wanted to show that, to say that, you know, Bryce Harper's going to win the MVP. Said it, going to keep saying it. It's going to happen. With the upcoming season, I just couldn't wait, man. I can't wait. UFC just canceled one of their fights. They couldn't get no venue. Nobody wants, you know, they're scared of the coronavirus. Some big expectations, though, for the rest of this offseason. I just want to see how teams get adjusted to change. Because if anything during this coronavirus has taught me, it's change. Because you're not used to having to have a curfew unless you're, like, in legal trouble. You're not used to that. Or you're in college. Some colleges have curfews for certain, you know, freshmen, whatever. But, I mean, I'm getting used to that. Getting used to not being able to just say, hey, let's go hang out with the boys. Can't do it. You can't go nowhere. I mean, unless you hang out at each other's cribs, but that's not going. No one wants to just sit in the house all day. You do that at your own house. It's just been a different time right now. It's tough times for everyone. Hopefully everyone's staying safe out there, taking the best precautions to keep you and your family safe. But before we go, we're going to talk about a little bit about next episode. Next episode, spoiler, we're going to have a couple guests on the show for the first time. I keep saying it, but never do it, but we really are going to have guests on the show. We're going to have a couple of former college athletes and college athletes on the show. Tell me about how this coronavirus is affecting their training for next season. How is it affecting their daily lives of just being an athlete or student athlete, as you see, because athletics is important, but just staying in school is better. Because if you're on scholarship and you can't make grades, there's no point, you know. So that's going to be I'm excited to do that show. About four guests. I want to do four guests. I'm gonna leave it open to whoever want to be on the show next episode. Leave it open. I'm going to put it on our Twitter and our Instagram channel. You can follow us on Twitter at EM Sports. You can follow us on Instagram at EM Sports Talk _. That's just my show Instagram. But our Twitter is like our whole Twitter, like different sports and things like that. It's not just my specific show. We do have an NFL show in the works, getting ready for the draft. Hopefully the first episode will be the day after the draft. Working on it. We're trying to have 3 to 4 shows with EM Sports podcasts. So it's going to be interesting to do that. Visuals is coming. A lot of people talk to me like, when are you going to put this on YouTube? YouTube, YouTube. It's coming. We're going to work, try to get visuals for YouTube on our podcast. Working to get the spacing and everything like that. We're working. EM Sports, for all of you day ones, we're trying to become not the next Barstool, but close to it. If not better. We're trying to use our comedy young experience with our love for sports and multimedia. So shout out to that. Shout out to everybody's out there in the health field working hard. Stay safe out there, guys. But this is EM Sports Talk signing out. Have a great day. Everyone stay safe.